The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't be afraid, little flock. It has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. So sell your belongings and give them away as alms. Provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out. An inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So gird your loins and light your lamps and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding feast, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch of the night and find them prepared in this way, how blessed will those servants be? Be assured of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." This is good news from the Lord. I'd be willing to bet that most people who hear this gospel without having paid close attention to it, before or after, which of course you're encouraged to do, they take it as a threat, as if God is going to get into our hearts by threatening us. But we're so used to that level of motivation that we hear everything that way. In fact, it's the most amazing gospel, where God is presented in the image of a burglar or a thief who comes to steal your soul. It's really quite marvelous. And he's saying in the very first passage, "Don't be afraid, I've come to give you the kingdom." God is the great giveaway, and God's job is always a hard one, because what he has to give away is himself. And most of us don't want it. We'd just rather be religious or obey commandments or go to church services. But really, to let God steal the heart, that's the treasure that he talks about here. That's, I'm afraid, much less common. Now, the giveaway, that's the meaning, is hidden in the middle of that gospel. Notice, if you're hearing it as a threat, it doesn't make sense at all, because it says, if the master finds you ready. Now, readiness is an entire attitude. It's an attitude of expectancy, desire, hope, awe. God could come any minute. Why not now? Why not now? Why not now? It says, he will gird himself, have you recline a table and wait on you. This is a most amazing image of God. God is not threatening you. God is waiting to wait on you. That's the experience of the mystics and the saints. That God comes not as a judge, not as a threat, but as a servant of the soul. To define it, to name it, to awaken it, to bring it to life, to tell it that it is good, which of course for all of us is so terribly hard to believe. If the master had known when the thief was coming, God as a thief of the heart. We own our own selves, don't we? We think we possess our soul. He says, no, God is going to steal it. And you can let him steal it now, in the middle of life. Why would we expect to be expectant in the middle of the night? That's when you go to sleep, isn't it? But he's saying at all times, even in the middle of the night, you can expect. I bet some of you had good dreams last night. I did. When you expect God, even in the middle of the night, when you expect God never to abandon the soul, but always to be ready to speak to it, you will hear it. If you don't expect, if you don't desire, if you don't allow God to burgle your heart, it probably won't happen. If you do, it will.